Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So, are you a bad friend if you can't help your friends with their big celebrations? This was obviously inspired by a story coming out of Brazil. A Brazilian bodybuilder and a body model has backed out of her bestie's bridal party after being told she wasn't allowed to bring her own food to the party, to the wedding. She says, "I take my lifestyle very seriously." Carb-conscious Azamuya, who's about 29. So she's very disciplined. And upon reading this story from Brazil, I think the entire team thought, this is so petty, man. Things could have been settled in a very matured way. Like, these people have been friends, right? The one who's getting married knows this one is a bodybuilder and a model. And there are certain things that she does not eat, right? But also at the same time, were you going to ask your friend or tell your friend, like, listen, I'm going to bring my own food? What was supposed to happen?
Who cares?
Right?
Yeah, and also, I'm just wondering also, in this wedding, are there no dietary requirements that are set out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because most weddings have vegetables, y'all. Most.
I'm sure there's going to be vegetables.
There's definitely going to be
chicken.
A protein. So I'm just wondering who's being
good
fussy
point,
here,
Thomas.
Who's trying to be extra special. And if you feel like, okay, there is protein here, there are greens, but they are not enough. Of course, bring your broccoli, put it in the car. When it's time to eat, you give it to the chef, they plate it.
But also, what's so strange is that then why do you say to your friend, do not bring your food? We already have food.
Mamela, I think it's weird if we are all eating and then you start unpacking your lunch tin. I think that is weird. You're unpacking your lunch tin. Hey, go rough, you know? But I do think if your friend knows that you've got special dietary requirements that they cannot help you with, then you take your scarf tin to the caterer and say, "Kana kwadijo, please plate this for me." Most caterers will say yes.
Okay, let's bring it back home. Would you be a bad friend if you're not supporting your friends?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. Why would I not support my friend when they're getting married?
You know what Mpo said earlier on? Mpo was like, yes, we're going through a lot as people. Maybe I just want to focus on me right now.
Yeah. It's called being selfish. That's exactly what it's called.
It's called being selfish. Yes. If you are my friend and you're not celebrating with me on my big days, there's no friendship.
Zero friendship, school. I'm getting married with all the powers, badimu, mudimu, everybody on my side. This is the only wedding I'm going to have.
Who knows?
I'll figure it with the universe behind me.
La divorce appelle alone.
Why would you not want to be part of it? Even if I get married 10 times. Why would you not want to be part of it?
Yeah, I mean,
as my friend.
As a friend, you share ideas, you meet for lunches. What should I wear? Who do we invite? You help with the menu.
That's friendship.
Also, if you are that finicky about your diet and my menu is not providing for your dietary requirements, why are you not drinking water? Come to my wedding and drink water.
Water?
I get it, you don't want to eat.
No.
Or my food is unhealthy.
Your tummy will be louder than the music. So that's what we're talking about today. Family, drop us a voice note 063-688-0959 at 20 minutes past 4 o'clock.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Drive moment. Asking this question to you, friends. Are you a bad friend if you can't help your friends with their big celebrations? What if they tell you at the 11th hour?
Ooh.
What do you then do? Because a wedding is a big thing. Eh?
Yeah.
So what do you do? Are you a bad friend? Say, no, I've got a wedding. You're in Johannesburg. It's in Umtata in 2 weeks' time.
I mean, you already
are
have
you
a...
Are you a bad friend?
You already have a big problem if your friend is last minute inviting you to your wedding.
You've got a
big problem.
2 weeks is enough for
it. 2 weeks?
It's way more than
my enough. Friend, I'm knowing after you're getting engaged.
Yeah, it's good to
we are planning it for the whole 2 years, Mina, now.
How do you even... You have to go to Mtata and my flights are so scarce to go to Mtata.
And expensive.
To Mtata.
Yeah. And then there's the outfit. I bought 2 weeks of
so you don't have clothes when event?
I have zero clothes. If anybody invited me to a wedding right now, I need to go back.
Why?
I don't have clothes.
What do you mean? You mean? She's naked. Imagine I can't go to a wedding
what you
wearing. Chin dress. Kike na ka chin dress. I am starting to rest.
Now I'm diabetic, I'm type 2. So if a friend is having her wedding and I will still go and support her. She'll be busy on her wedding or whatever party is happening.
Then the friendship of these two people back in Brazil is questionable because if they are friends to that point, the other one could be a bridesmaid or maid of honor, whatever the case is. The bride should be aware of the dietary requirements of the next person, and therefore should have catered for the bookings and whatever venue for the food.
This thing is simple, and as humans, we overcomplicate things. Honestly, people that you consider as friends, you know and understand them. You probably talk to them on a daily basis, if not at least once a week, and you know what is going on in their lives and how they are feeling. That's friendship. Understand? You care about them. So if someone is not supporting you on your big day beforehand, you would have already known. Hore, botata ke eng exactly.
Yeah, it's a very, I don't know, it's like a story straight out of Hollywood.
Yeah.
This Brazilian story, like
to
about
even
food.
Pull out of the bridal party.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Wouldn't you pull out?
No. Chami, kita taka di isho. Uta ba strong, and I move on with my life.
There's nothing wrong about bringing your own food. Have you noticed over lately, the wedding ceremony takes forever for we eat? So, I'll go to the car and eat.
Both of them are being petty. Both of them are being horrible friends to each other because as a friend, I'm availing myself to be at this thing of yours. Mm. And you as a friend, having been a part of my fitness journey and what I do, you know how important my diet is. So, they really need to look at what is important. I mean, it's bigger than the plate of food that the other one wants to eat and the other one doesn't want to cater to. Both of them are being very childish.
I think what if their friend was actually planning on organizing some food for the friend? You never know. Maybe she or he was planning to organize something for her to eat. Because, I mean, for one person, it wouldn't be that expensive. So,
Nah, but I doubt if she offered. She said, listen, we are going to eat what we are eating. And Khomuts also raised a very good point. Or while the plates are here on the table, we're not scuffed.
No, guys, it can't happen.
But you can always go to your car.
You can. But guys, no caterer. I have done a lot of weddings. I've been a wedding organizer before. No caterer will say no to you bring scuffed and say, I've got a special diet. Please, how was you? Please plate this for me. Because your food is probably cold by then. You want it a bit warm. They will plate it.
They will plate it, but it will come across as when you want to be special.
No.
Not really.
No, there are people are Muslims. No, even religion.
That's why you're giving options.
Islam and whatever. There are people that don't eat meat. There are people that are allergic to peanuts and whatever, and sometimes, but the chef had the nuts and whatever. You don't want to restrict the entire menu because of you. So what do? You bring your, because you know you've got lots of allergies.
You can always order Party 16 a chicken licking.
Imagine if only Party 16 I'm
shocked. You can always do your thing, guys. Just make a little sauce.
Uber Eats.
It's on fire. Uzbabele. Uber right.
No, sir.
No.
If you bring
the tricky thing about chicken licking that time, Kunomuto will feel that the food that they're serving is not nice. But say about that.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I couldn't attend my friend's graduation ceremony because of on that day it was my daughter's first birthday, and she's the only daughter, the only child that I have. So my friend was angry at me because I didn't come to her graduation ceremony. And she was angry for me for like 2 years, and then she started coming back again this year. And we are cool now.
So me and my hubby, Harishi Komitsubing, like whether it's a kiddie's party, whether it's a wedding, a funeral, like a traditional ceremony, we just don't eat. But we support our people. And then what we do is, then we go back and support the ones that we love. And that's it. Nothing wrong with that, guys. Nothing wrong. What's in that shouldn't be anyone's problem.
Just a takeaway question, Jay.
Oh, takeaway. Okay.
Yeah. So if I need no baby emtimbin or traditional, how would you feel like if people don't eat manazum sevens nan?
Yeah.
Napani puke eat table for 200. Bonga banta about 200.
That's right.
Yeah. And it has nothing to do with them eating out of their house, because they're able to eat good at a restaurant day.
And restaurant is more dangerous
than a. What a weird one.
For me, I don't think that's being a bad friend. I mean, what Mpo said earlier is right. I mean, people, sometimes, you know, we are going through the most. I don't think I've got time to come prepare with you for your wedding or any other event for that matter. That's why I have my phone. I'll check in on you every once in a while to see how things are going. But I've got my own things to do. If I don't have time to prepare with you and I'm there at the day of the event, that should be fine. I mean, some of our family members have died, guys. We didn't even attend the funerals, not because we didn't want to, because we don't have the time. Maybe we don't have the time to get off work, but no one hates us for it.
It's quite a difficult one, this one. However, Mina, I don't think that I will be that fussy, especially about the diets. However, there are events that I do not attend, like Merogwabadimu, because of my faith. So if you invite me straight from Tweng Eo, how invite Kehoblela, I can't come there because of where I'm coming from and my faith. So thank you for the invitation. However, I will not embrace you with my presence. Clean, clear, no insults, no nothing. But yeah, Dijo, she's been paid.
Well, if you've got a friend, you have to know what friends are for. One of the reasons that I don't have a best friend, and funubo peleleka. So Fanele was a friend yako, ubalishobulunile friend. Friends support each other.
As far as I'm concerned, this story is just a little bit too international. I'll tell you, I've been married for 17 years to a beautiful woman, 17 years, married her 3 times. Aki muntita mahadi, katabiso ya mahadi, le white wedding, ne? And, you know, I'm a pastor, and I'll tell you, Dijo di important because are fitla ka man I don't know shot about the lobster bo so go pesa go mo are sa tseba se kae ya ba rapota pota.
Drive 959 with Glenn
Khomotso and Skumba
Monday to Friday 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.